Good afternoon. This is The Art of Jazz. Lately, I've been talking about Harold Arlen and how many of us love The Wizard of Oz, and so many of us can't say who wrote Over the Rainbow or the score of that, but he did, with his lyricist friend Yip Harburg. And so I thought I'd start the program today with Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg's classic from 1938, Over the Rainbow, as sung by the four freshmen.
Over the rainbow.
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me.
So
Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you.
Over the Rainbow by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, 1938, as performed by the Four Freshmen, 1955. The added bit of flutter in there was more modern. From Capitol Records, it was their first LP, a matter of fact, the Four Freshmen. Ross Barbour, Don Barbour, Ken Ayer, and Bob Flanagan, the first Four Freshmen. Sonny Clark now, 1958. He's from Pittsburgh. He was born in 31. Great piano player. This is a blues. Some sources say it's by Charlie Parker, and some say it's by Miles Davis. It's from the Cool Strutton Blue Note LP. Here's Sonny Clark. Sonny Clark playing the piano beautifully, as he always did, in 1958 for Blue Note LP. It's the Cool Strutton LP. And that's a blues by Charlie Parker, or if you prefer, Miles Davis. Sippin' at Bells. Art Farmer playing trumpet and Jackie McLean playing the alto saxophone. Clark on the piano, Paul Chambers bass. And Philly Joe Jones playing the drums. As I said, Clark is from Pittsburgh. Born there in 1931. Here's Parker Gibbs. He played clarinet and tenor saxophone in Ted Weems' wonderful band in the 20s. This is 1928 for Victor. Ray Henderson, Lou Brown, and Buddy DeSilva's You're the Cream in My Coffee.
I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales, and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each no way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love home. You're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Thank you.
two for you. The first one is Ted Weems' band in 1928 for Victor, and You're the Cream in My Coffee, sung by Parker Gibbs. And then Ellington's band in 1941 in Hollywood, also for Victor, and Billy Strayhorn's Chelsea Bridge. Ben Webster's tenor saxophone was heard in solo form, and Juan Tizol's valve trombone. Ellington was sitting out on piano, matter of fact, and Strayhorn was there, the composer. Chelsea Bridge, the composition written by Billy Strayhorn. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and
the Master Builders Association of King and Snohomish Counties, a trade association representing over 3,600 building and remodeling professionals. The MBA provides answers to residential construction questions at masterbuildersinfo.com. Master Builders, home building excellence since 1909.
I'd like to bring pianist Jess Stacy in now, a couple of settings. The first one, with Bob Crosby's Bobcats in 1940. Bob Crosby, Bing's brother, had his own band and did a little singing, not much though, but he had an all-star cast in his band and had small ensembles and the big band and all that, and recorded for Decca. The vocal here is by Nappy Lamar, who played the guitar in the band, a beautiful clarinet solo by Irving Fazola, pianist Jess Stacy, as I said, and the incredible, amazing drummer, Ray Baduke. Here's Bob Crosby's Bobcats. Earl Burnett and Harry Kerr and John Cooper wrote this. It's called Do You Ever Think of Me?
Other's arms about you, do you ever think of me? When you whisper, I can't live without you, do you ever think of me? And when your eyes disguise the same old loving lies you tell so tenderly, deep in your heart unfeeling, when some heart you're stealing, do you ever think of me? Thank you.
Well, there you have Jess Stacy's great piano in Bob Crosby's Bobcats 1940, and Do You Ever Think of Me? And that beautiful clarinet solo was by Irving Fazola. Isn't that a wonderful name? Jess Stacy now in Chicago. I think Stacy's the only piano player that recorded all the compositions of Bix Beiderbecke, piano compositions. Beiderbecke, well known, of course, for his cornet playing, but he also played wonderful piano and was interested in Claude Debussy and Ravel and the Impressionists of that late 19th century, early 20th century time. And In a Mist is probably the most famous. Stacy, on this Decca recording in 1935 in Chicago, played two of Beiderbecke that aren't heard very often, In the Dark and Flashes. Jess Stacy playing two compositions by cornetist and pianist Bix Beiderbecke, In the Dark and Flashes. Stacy recorded those in Chicago in November of 1935. I thought to bring Bix to play his cornet for you. His good friend Frankie Trumbauer played the C melody saxophone, had a band, brought Bix in to play in it, and some classic wonderful things were created out of that collaboration. For OK Records 1927, Frankie Trumbauer, C Melody Saxophone. The C Melody Saxophone, by the way, is ranged between the B-flat tenor and the E-flat alto. It's not used so much anymore, except for an occasional person that likes to try that out. They're out there, and I think they have a wonderful sound. Here's Frankie Trumbauer with Vic Spiderbeck, and Henry Kramer and John Layton's Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. There you have Big Spiderbeck and that beautiful sound of his on the cornet with Frankie Trumbauer's C Melody Saxophone and Frankie's Band. 1927, Way Down Yonder in New Orleans, as I said, written by Henry Kramer and John Layton. And they, that combination, wrote some really wonderful things, some standards. Here's probably the greatest one, After You've Gone, and performed here, 1944, for Blue Note 78 Records by James P. Johnson and his Blue Note Jazz Men. James P. Johnson and his Blue Note Jazz Man from a 12-inch Blue Note 78, March 1944. We heard After You've Gone, written by Henry Kramer and John Layton, and Joy Meaden, written by James P. Johnson. The band, Sidney DeParis playing trumpet, Vic Dickinson on trombone. On the tenor sax, Ben Webster, Johnson at the piano, Jimmy Shirley out of Chicago playing the guitar, John Simmons bass, and Sid Catlett on the drums. You're listening to The Art of Jazz and 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. And support for KPLU comes from you and...
The Seattle Symphony, presenting a big band Christmas with the Duke Ellington Orchestra, performing favorite holiday standards, including Ellington's own jazz Nutcracker Suite. The Duke Ellington Orchestra, Tuesday, December 21st through Thursday, the 23rd at Benaroya Hall. Tickets at 206-215-4747 or seattlesymphony.org.
And I'm Mr. Tiggy Dion. Can a broke man ride your train? And I'm Mr. Tiggy Dion. Can a broke man ride your train? You know I ride the raw just to see my new good again. He said, buy your ticket, this train it can't be mine. He said, buy your ticket, this train it can't be mine. I said, I'm broke, ticket agent, I swear I am gonna die. At the Beaumont Mill. When I pass through Dallas, oh man, I wave farewell. Well, I hate to leave, if I hate to leave you here. You know, I hate to leave you, but I hate to leave you. Well, I got to go. I'll see you sometime next year. Well, I hate to leave, baby. I hate to go away. Oh, I hate to leave you, and I hate to go away. If my mind don't change, I will be back home someday.
That's Little Son Jackson, 1950, in Los Angeles for Imperial 78 Records, playing his guitar and singing for you. His composition, Ticket Agent Blues. I was talking to John Kessler a few minutes ago, matter of fact. He's getting ready his program. And by the way, it follows this one. It's called All Blues. Stay tuned for that. It's wonderful. But we were just talking about, I think Little Son Jackson was... one of Memphis Minnie's husbands, and they sang some tunes together, wonderful thing. And that, Little Son Jackson, 1950, Ticket Agent Blues. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz, and support for KPLU comes from you and...
Bob Byers Volvo, inviting you to visit any of its three Seattle dealerships. Ravenna Volvo, just north of University Village, Seattle Volvo, downtown on Boren and Pike, and Bob Byers Pre-Owned Volvo on Lake City Way. Bob Byers Volvo, your traveling companion for life.
Let's bring in now Louis Armstrong and Ella Fitzgerald, and also on L.A., in 1951. Johnny Mercer and Harry Warren, wrote the first composition called Oops. And the second's by Red Evans. It's called Necessary Evil.
My heart went oops the moment that we met. My heart went oops, I never will forget. My heart turned hoops the moment that I met you.
Oops, my feet went oops, I nearly took a spill. My knees went oops, they shook a bit until. My head went oops, you mustn't let it get you.
I was going for a very, what you call, solitary sort of stroll. Just a twiddle of my thumb when I heard a lot of drums begun to pound and roll.
And oops, my heart went oops, it went into a spin of loop-de-loops. You must have thought me kin to nincompoops, the silly way I acted.
Of course you wouldn't know that you were so aglow and I was so attractive.
But baby, take a bow. My heart is going oops right now. That my eyes behold your chops. You lift me to the skies. My heart flip-flops. You shouldn't make it make like that.
My buxom belle, I'm still in love with you, cause truth to tell, and always kinda knew that we were gel, cause jam could never shake like that.
Frantic but completely unromantic sort of drive. But I knew you wouldn't quit when I dug you and you hit me with that old time jive.
Sing it, Ella.
Then oops, a heart went oops.
Sitting on the scoops, the local droops.
They nearly flipped their tubes, I mean in groups.
The silly way we acted.
So aglow.
And I was so attracted.
Yes, baby, take a bow. My heart is going oops, oops,
oops,
oops,
oops,
right now. Oops.
Well, oops then.
Problem, Daddy.
I don't know. So I tried hard to be good and do the things I should. I give up everything that I enjoy.
But if you slip a bit and your heart says this is it, that's a necessary evil, my boy.
All my friends say I'm a fool and I won't break any rules. Why all the saintly virtues I employ.
But if the slightest fling makes your soul begin to sing, that's a necessary evil, my boy.
Well, a man sometime has to sip of grape.
I'm hip, I'm hip.
Has his eyes on the lovely shape.
Ah, you old rascal.
And sometime a wedge of desire.
If a man says he don't, he's not a man, he's a liar.
Yes,
so don't let yourself be sad. If what looks good is bad, reach out, accept the things that bring you joy.
I will, so help me, I
if
will.
So you feel inclined, it will help to keep in mind.
I know. Baby, that's necessary evil.
My boy, for a man, some time has to sip of the grape.
A man drinks, you know.
Or cast his eye on a lovely shape.
And a man flirts.
And then some time, a wager desire.
A man flirts.
If a man says he don't.
He's not a man, he's a liar.
So don't let yourself be sad. If what looks good is bad.
I'll reach out and accept the things that bring me joy.
A man has got to live, even steal is made to give. That's a necessary evil.
Absolutely necessary.
A necessary evil, my boy.
Mr. Armstrong and Ms. Fitzgerald, 1951 in Los Angeles. Oops, a necessary evil. This is 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, NPR News, and all that jazz, a service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. I don't know how many requests I got for this, and I continued to over the years. Dozens. Artie Shaw's 1938 recording of Begin the Beguine.